Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Ksubis, Pevav Amid Aleph, the middle of the Yom, Omer Amem, Ramish Meder of Chama, Hai Man, De'iko Alei, Ksubas Ishu Bal Choyv, Ve'islei Arav, Islei Zuzi, someone who also owes a Chiv Ksuba to his wife, and also is a Loive, and owes money of a Halva, and he happens to have Karka and Zuzi. Let's make it very a square case, it's exactly the same amount. He has a chiyuv of 200 zuz to the isha. He has a chiyuv of 200 zuz to a bal choyv. He happens to have 200 zuz cash, and he happens to have 200 zuz worth of karka. The klal is le bal choyv misalkin le bezuzi, le isha misalkin le ba'ara. The bal choyv you pay with the zuzi, and the isha you pay with the ara. Why? Hai chidine v'hai chidine, because that's his din and that's her din. The ikr din by ksuba is a shibin on the karka. And the ikr din by a malveh is that you owe him the money in cash, and preferably you should pay in cash. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim, the Torah brings in Siman Kuf Beis. Are we talking about that the zman of these two chayvos, the shtar ksuba and the shtar halva, are at the exact same time? Like the MS later on in the sugya, we're going to see such an ukimta. And the rishonim learned that within an hour sugya, that is the case we're referring to. And when they're on equal grounds, and it's at the same time, there's no kedima. So then, as mentioned, the bal choyv gets the cash, the zuzi, and the ksuba gets the karka. But if the ksuba is kodim, the zman of the shibud of the ksuba is prior, earlier, kodim to the bal choyv, and if the ksuba has first dibs, then in fact, maybe the isha could be goiva, the zuzi, if she so chooses, because she's first. That's a shiloh, but it's interesting because L'chayra, only karka is meshubet for the ksuba. Mehecha tesa, that it should also be a right to be able to mon the zuzi or the metalfalin. We know later on there was a takonas goinim, that you're allowed to also be goiva from metalfalin and that, but we're not up to that in Medina the Gemara, that wasn't the din. But again, it's a machlokes rishonim. Are we referring to over here that they have the zman at the same time, and when it's a tie, mitzad the zman of the shibud, then the balchoyv has kedima to get the zuzi and the isha gets the karka? Well, no. Even if the isha is first, there's still a nidin that maybe the bal choyv has a right to get the zuzi, and you have to give the isha the ksuba meha karka. The Gemara has another case. V'iloy ika elachad ara v'loy chazio elachad. What if this fellow owes, like we say, 200 zuz for ksuba, and he owes another 200 zuz for a bal choyv, and he only has one karka, he doesn't have any money, any cash, and he only has karka, and the karka is only worth 200 zuz. Now, who should have first rights? So then, lebal choyv yavinan le, leisha lo yavinan lo. My taima, yoisi masha isha reitz alisha, isha reitz alihinosei. Now, this avada, the Gemara is talking about when the zman in both shtaras are the same. Avada, if there would be a kedima to one, then avada, whoever's koidim, kol hakoidim is zeicha. We're dealing when they're shoveh. When there's shove, then the bal choyv has rights because there's a svara to say that the isha is not as problematic because she anyways is lochutz to get married. Meaning, when you come to a bal choyv and you teveh him and you have karka, and the guy says, no, I don't want the karka. I want you to hustle. The loiva has to go and sell the karka and turn it into money. Is that the din? Amar le loy. So he says, so why did they tell me that I have to do that? Amar le gufa de'uv de'hochi ha'havi. Amar le toilem ha'oisav ba'ovid ke'chavim ha've. Hu asa shalei ka'hoigen lefika chasu ba'shalei ka'hoigen. Meaning over there was a specific scenario that the guy had tried to cop out. And he did have actually money in the beginning. But he was giving an excuse that it's not his money. It belongs to a guy. And now, as Tosfos explains, now Hitaka doesn't have that money anymore. And now he only has the karka. Then, because mitchila he went shalai kahoygen, so we're also going to be handling with him shalai kahoygen, and we're going to say that he has to go shvitz and sell the karka and turn it into money. Now, based on this Gemara, Tosfos Be'etzim wants to speak out. This is a Tosfos in a few places. He thinks from Rabbeinu Tam that there are really gimel dinim chalukim legabe chiyuvim. There's milve, nezek, and sochir. And we'll go through one at a time. When you owe money because of a halva, you borrowed money. So then, Taisa says, by a bal choyv, islay zuzi lematzilis luki ba'ara kademin hacha. The hainu, when a malve has money, cash, and, I'm sorry, the loive has cash, then the malve has a right to demand dafka do zuzi, and the loive can't be mesalikim and say, oh, I have a piece of karka instead. But if he doesn't have Zuzi, and there's only Karka available, then Avada Yuman, Karka, and we know the clouds by Belchovitz Min Abenis. Now it's actually Machloikis Rishonim in this Shlav of Tosis. What if he does have Zuzi? Can he be Mesalakim with Metaltlin? Where does Metaltlin come in? Or is it only when he doesn't have Zuzi? But Akoponim, Lagabi Karka, calls man that the Loida has Zuzi, he can't cop out of it and he has to give the Zuzi. By a nizik, Tosis says by nizik it's different. When you have a chiv of nizikin, even if the mazik has zuzi, he has a right to pay with karka. Farshteitzich, then he's limited. The other rabbi, the din is he has to pay dafka from idis. He can't get away with bainer and zuziburis. He has to give his idis, the whole sugi of meitav. But he's allowed to give karka. I mean, he didn't mazik karka. He broke your metaltlin. His shor was mazik. Whatever the case was, whatever the case was, either way, you're paying chavdal nizik, but you're paying idis. But even if you have Zuzi, you have a right to pay with Idis. But then there's the third level. There's a Sochir. And by a Sochir Taka, even if he doesn't have Zuzi, but if he has Karka, it's his job to go sell the Karka and turn it into cash, and you can't cop out of it. So that's, Akoponim Toysa says, the three levels. Now, we'll do one at a time. This that a Loive, we'll go back to Milve. When a Loive does have Zuzi, so then we said he's Chayv to pay the Zuzi, and he's not allowed to be Mesalakit with Karka or Metaltlin. So it's actually a Shaila. The Shita Mukubetzis in Baba Kama Def Nimvav and Be'emes Hazoi also Nemzon the Ktsois in Simon Kof Aleph. It's a Takonas Chachomim. It's a Takonas Chachomim Shalaitinal Delos Bifnei Lovin. On the other hand, the Nesivis in Simon Kof Zayin is Mashpet. It's a Deraisa the Gedin. Whatever you borrowed, you have to pay. You borrowed money. Avrat the preferable is you pay cash. And if you have cash available, you must pay the cash. If you don't have cash, then Adka the Kach can force you to sell the Karka that you don't have to do. And L'chaira, even if he only has Ziburis, you don't have to force him. I don't think you could force him to sell the Ziburis to get Beinus. If he has Beinus, you have to give it. But if all he has is any Karka, you give that Karka. You never force him. It's a Machlekes if it's a Deraisa or Derabbanan. But on the other hand, now we have Socher. And by Socher, we're saying that even if he doesn't have Zuzi, he has to go hustle and turn the Karka into cash and pay him back with cash. Now, that's what Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam, the level of Socher. He talks about Malve, Nizik, and Socher. Now, here's a machlokes. The Shita Mukubetzis over there in Baba Kama Memvav says that Stavka, you're not allowed to get away with giving Teven or Kash or Karka. But let's say you have something that's Kofetz Alei Zvini. If it's something that's Kofetz Alei Zvini, Chitim Soirim, and it's easy for the Soicher to be able to sell that, then you're allowed to get away with it and pay with Chitim and Soirim. It's interesting, the Sma in Simon Shin Lamed Vav Sif Kotten Gimel, he brings from the Mordechai in Baba Kama, that it was Nigla to the Maharam in a Chaloim that when it's you're giving him like food stuff like chitim and soir, and then you could give that to your worker. I mean, you hired a worker, you hired him to paint your house, and he wants to get paid at the end of the day. And instead of giving him cash, you give him chitim and soir. So that's what's saying chitim and soir. You could get away with it. The shach over there in Simon Shin Lamed Vov Mishtar Koylik, he says divrei chaloimos leimalav leimur, because the Mordechai quoted it from a chaloim. He said divrei chaloimos leimalav leimur, and Avada, no, you have to pay cash. And if you don't have cash, we'll give his chitim. You have to go sell the chitim, get cash, and pay him. It's interesting. I saw the Rashash in Baba Metzir of Kufid Ches. He says maybe the whole machleik is shach and sma is if you're giving chitim is soirim. Like the sma says, you're not allowed to get away with cash with heaven, but chitim is soirim, yeah? And the shach says, no, even chitim is soirim. But he says, food, bread, you turn the chitim into bread, pass, you could get away with it. Becholifin, to the Kufinian, what's the yisoid hadavar that a poil has to pay dafka with money? So it's interesting. Rashi, Baba Metzi, Daf Kuf Yed Ches, Mamash, we'll quote it. Rashi asks, it says that when you hire a worker, you have to pay him with money. In fact, Rashi, why? Afagav de b'chol duchti, islon shove kesef ke kesef. Hare in kol terakula, we hold shove kesef is ke kesef. So Teres says, Rashi, since by a poil, there's a lav of like solin scharai, and then it's my da'asni behedei, it's lehedi what you made up with him. And since the assumption is process, Mefurashi did that, Rock upon him, that's the assumption that Astalai Sol and Pula Sacher, you're planning to give him money, so then you must give him money. On the other hand, other Rishonim there in Baba Metzia says, no, it's not Mitzad, the Lay Solin, nor Stam, there's an Umdana that a guy wouldn't work Stam and not expect to get money paid back at the end of the day, but not Mitzad, the Lay Solin. I saw the Achroinim say, the Pischei Tshuva, I saw in Choshemesh, but since Shalom and Vav, he brings it would be enough Kamina. Rashi is Madgish that the Nechuda, why you dafka have to pay Zuzi, it has to do with Lay Solin. You know, there are Ifanim when there is no Lay Solin. Lemushel. The din is if you hire a poil al yidei shliach, there's no lav of leisolin. As I said before, in the Gemara Baba Metzia Daf Kuf Yud, and there are various other rukintas also. For whatever technical reason, it's not applicable to lav of leisolin. L'chari would follow that according to Rashi, if it's not a case where there's mamash the lav of leisolin, then you could get away with paying him with metalton or karko or various other things. Only as leisolin, you have to mamash give money. Vashenka like the other Rishonim, you're either way you have to give dafka money. Now, again, we'll go back to where the Gemara had set up, that the Gemara said, when a person has both chiyuvim, he has a chiyuv of ksuba, and he's a loivet, right? He's a husband getting divorced, and he's also a loivet, and he owes money to the malvet, and he owes money to the ishif of ksuba, and if he has enough, fine. And if he has karka and money, so the money goes to the bal chayiv, and the karka goes to the ksuba. What if he only has a karka, but the karka is only enough for one of them, and it's zmanam shavois, that it's the same zman? So the Gemara was before that the bal chayiv has kedima. Why? Because there's a sfora of yosef, imasha ishwaitz elinasi, ishwaitz elinasi. And the problem was, Tosis asked, well, the Rishonim asked also, earlier in the sugya, by the sugya of Yinosa Makoshal Shaman, the Gemara Punkfakar had a sfora that Nishim Chino, there's dafka in and dafka to the ksuba. Either that now she should have chayin to be able to get good shidduch for her second marriage, or that Bechlal, her original going into the first marriage, she should have an incentive that there should be chayin, that she should want to get into the marriage, knowing that she'll be able to get her money. Here, Fakar, we say, no, there's like a tavlu meisav, we don't care, mamash astirav. So Tosis says like this, he says, Avada, there's always a sfora of Nishim Chino. But on the other hand, Lagabi de Balchoyev, there's always a svar of Shalei Tinel Delis Bifnei Lovin. Now, what our Gemara is saying is that the svar of Shalei Tinel Delis Bifnei Lovin takes precedence over Chinam. I saw the Gemara earlier. He says over there, it's talking about that the Loiva died. And Mises Loi Shchiach. And there it's already not, you're not going to make a Cheshman Loi Tinel Delis because the guy died on you and he didn't pay you back. In such a case, no, then Nishkefer Lachal Schein will give it to the Ksuba. That's one shot of Tosis. Tosis brings another shot, Rabbi Yechiel, B'Shem Demi, that he says, no, the Loiva, even after death, still really the svar of our sugya applies. The case over there is Mishum China, is that specifically in the sugya there, where as we met, I mean, when we learned the sugya there, it's talking about that Ve'emes the guy didn't leave over any Yerusha. There's other people that owe him money that's still not in there. Then, and for whatever reason, therefore, the Yisayimim don't Yashin. And then there's a Shaila mitzvah, what the Yisayimim should do. Should they pay for the Ksuba, for the Choyv? There, it's Taka, we go and use the Svara of Mishum China. But Bederach Klal, the overriding Svara is Shalaitel and Delis Bifnei Lovin.